In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. It's good to have people to return the greeting. Thank God we're able to have some of you join us for each of these liturgies. In this morning's gospel, we heard the story of Jesus' encounter with the Samaritan woman who became Saint Fotini. And in this encounter, Jesus addresses the two fundamental human needs. He addresses them in terms of thirst and hunger. He comes to this well, and in his divine providence, he knows that the Samaritan woman is coming and that she will be there to have a conversation with him. So he comes before her. She comes a little later, and he asks her to give him a drink, to draw a drink for him out of the well. And that sparks a conversation in which he leads her into a knowledge of her own need that she wasn't even aware of. She came to the well in order to satisfy her thirst, her physical need for water. But he promises her water that is living water. Water that once you drink it, you never thirst again. But once you drink it, it becomes a well springing up within you to eternal life. She's confused by this conversation. But he patiently leads her step by step into a deeper and deeper understanding. As I said, he has come to meet an even deeper need than the one that she came to the well to meet. And that need he reveals to her in time. Once he promises her this living water that eliminates thirst, she asks for it. And it's hard to know what her tone of voice was like when she said that. You know, is she sort of playing along with this guy who's promising her water that, you know, will eliminate thirst? Or is she intrigued? Says, hey, yeah, give me this water. I want that kind of water. Whatever her reason is, Jesus responds in what seems like a non sequitur. He says, go and call your husband. What does that have to do with her thirst and this living water that's being prompted? Well, we find out. Because when she responds to him, he reveals to her her whole life. You've had five husbands, and the one you're with is no longer your husband. What is this woman's thirst that has never been satisfied? She keeps remaining thirsty even after she tries to satisfy this thirst. It's a thirst for intimacy. She's gone through all of these different relationships, seeking to fill that deep thirst in her soul for communion, for intimacy, for relationship, and yet has been unsatisfied over and over again. But Jesus promises her water, living water, that grants eternal life, that actually fills that thirst, which is not just in her, that's the same thirst that's in each one of us, that thirst for intimate connections with other people. And not just with other people, but with the person, capital P, that is fundamental to our existence and our being, God Himself. Elsewhere in the Gospel of John, Jesus explains what this living water is. It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is that living water that He promises to those who believe in Him, who comes into our hearts and draws us into a deep and intimate communion with God, which in turn enables us to have deep and intimate relationships, truly intimate relationships with one another. The Holy Spirit within us, healing our relationship with God, heals our souls, takes away from them the insecurities and fears and the selfishness and pride and all those things which stand as barriers to our relationships. The Holy Spirit, through His healing power, takes those away so that then we can have that intimacy that satisfies. So that is the thirst that Christ addresses. Later, when His disciples come and offer Him some food, He addresses hunger. They offer Him food and He tells them, "No thanks, I have food which you don't understand, which you don't know about." He actually has a plan to teach the disciples something too, not just the Samaritan woman. And they are puzzled, just like the Samaritan woman, at his response. And so they ask each other, "Did someone bring him food? What's going on here?" And then Jesus explains to them, "His food is to do the will of the Father. His food is to do the will of the Father who sent him." What is this hunger that doing God's will satisfies? It's the hunger for purpose, the hunger for meaning. Again, a human hunger that is our most basic need, even more basic than the need for food. And this hunger, Jesus teaches His disciples, can only be satisfied by being in sync with the God who created everything and didn't just create it and leave it alone, but who has a plan and is working a plan in this world to this day and wants our help. Doesn't need our help, but He wants our help for our sakes so that we can feel that deep sense of purpose that satisfies us, that gives our life meaning, that gives it direction. And so today, Christ, in this encounter, Christ shows how great the wisdom of God is to come and speak to us in ways that we simpletons can understand, pointing us beyond the physical needs that we are constantly obsessed with towards those spiritual needs which alone can satisfy us. To Him be glory, honor, and worship together with His Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Christ is risen.